Good afternoon, sir. Would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Eric Rodriguez, 2900 Nantucket.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Rodriguez. You appear from the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing. However, before I move forward, I would just like to point out to you, and as you probably already know, you only have, 12 more days before you will be out? So do you want to kill your number, or do you want to go through with the full hearing, sir? Because you're going to be out in just a few days at any rate, sir.
I'll go ahead and kill my number.
Okay.
You know, that's all you need to.
Okay, now we still have to go through this whole process, so please just have patience and ask a few questions for us. Sir, as this is the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, and you have two allegations on your warrant, and according to the information we have, you were notified of this hearing back on September the 28th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today, therefore may we assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing today, and they are, to my right, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis, to my left, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as acting board chair. The gentleman that you see there, that is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Rodriguez and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, sir.
And then I'm going to read the two allegations on your warrant, sir, and once I read them, would you tell me whether they're true or false, sir? The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling on August the 29, 2017, as directed. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
And the next one reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior on August the 20th, 2017 at 1808 North 31st Street in Phoenix, Arizona, in Maricopa County, Arizona. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. And now I'm going to facilitate this and move it past, sir, at this time. Based upon the admission of Mr. Rodriguez as it relates to allegations 1 and 2, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company, and further move, based upon the information contained in warrant number 2017W3021, as well as the agreement from Mr. Rodriguez, we will kill his number at this point. Therefore, I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same. And that is my motion.
Second.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And, sir, Mr. Rodriguez, is that fast? Now, you've been filed officially in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. However, you're going to be out October the 24th of this month. You won't have any supervision. You're going to be on your own. I do take note that you're 23 years of age. Sir, you have a great life before you, so please don't get back in arms again and be a productive citizen. Good luck, and just a pleasure talking with you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and your hearing is over.